My name is Greg Girding. This is called The Old Trout. Women pass by wearing thin, short dresses with sandals or small sneakers on and flowers in their hair. Women pass by wearing short, tight shorts which barely hold up the bottom of their asses. And women pass by, reminding me of the coming of spring and eventually summer again. And then the old man who works beside me covertly comes up behind me and lurks, and then trails off in some strange direction as he spins and almost falls over, but manages to move his feet fast enough to catch up with his top-heavy body. And this man scares me, and this man stresses me out because he is like an old, aimless trout. Nearly entirely bald with teeth like he has had deconstructive surgery done on his skull. These teeth tell histories of tooth decay and cigarette smoking, and the skin on his face resembles that of a burn victim. He comes up to me with a bag of Sun Chips in his hand and is so proud of his meal, which he explains only cost him 69 cents or 72 cents with tax. And he also calls a coffee and a muffin a meal at only $1.25 or $1.31 with tax. And swim away, old trout. I don't care about your trivial triumphs. You stress me out, and I can't figure out why. And maybe it's because I didn't like the way you stroked that child's hair and looked at him with a grin while his mother's attention was diverted elsewhere. Or maybe it's because you pass out little bookmarks which say, God bless you, and Jesus loves you, and you explain that, for the price of a postage stamp, you can have the maker of these bookmarks send you thousands. So you can distribute them to all who need a clue and are in search of the righteous direction and must have help finding salvation so they can be saved? Swim away, old trout, you stress me out. The way you swim up behind and lurk, or the way you swim up beside and lurk, and swim away because you are making me look bad, as all I want to do is look at dresses with short shorts and think about spring and summer, not look at your burn victim face, bald head, and bestial mouth because it stresses me out. Conversation with you is painful, as all I can do is think about the possibility of a piece of Sun Chip being propelled from your mouth and landing anywhere on my face. And ooh, swim away, you old trout. Now you're really freaking me out with your coffee and your cigarettes and your Sun Chips flavored sour cream and onion and the extra skin extending from the bottom of your chin and your trivial triumphs, cheap cigarettes, cheap food, cheap drink. Cheap, 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 and all you have is this, work and cheap things, and me being a considerate and polite ear, nodding my head in fear, and I can't wait to get the hell out of here, away from the man who licks his sour cream and onion meal from between his greasy fingers with a loud smack, 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 and then swims over and wants to shake my hand for some trivial triumph. Swim away, old trout, please. You really, really freak me out.